Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Jard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Jard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lamott. Burns moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon takes first base on ball four. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Lamott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Miller covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Jard covering, for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Joe Jart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jart is 0-for-1 in the game. Jart bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jard, and towards Lamott, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hargrave for a passed ball. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler is called out on strikes. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Jard covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0-for-1 in the game. Jard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Tobin steals second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jard. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summa. McManus reaches second base with a double. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hargrave moves to third. Two outs. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0-for-2 in the game. Jard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into McManus, who tags Burns, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-3 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Reynaud pinch runs for Rube Lutsk. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.